With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The public is rushing to help law enforcement personnel as they investigate the assassination of Charlie Kirk and hunt for the killer.
So far, we've received more than 7,000 leads and tips. I would just note that the FBI hasn't received this many digital media tips from the public since the Boston Marathon bombing.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox says the FBI is offering a $100,000 reward for information leading to the identification and arrest of the killer. Video and still photos of a person of interest are posted online, including at townhall.com. Vice President Vance has accompanied Charlie Kirk's casket to his home state of Arizona aboard Air Force Two.
The vice president honored his close friend and political ally with a final flight aboard his military aircraft. Vance and his wife flew with Kirk's widow, Erica, from Salt Lake City to Phoenix. Earlier, the vice president helped carry Kirk's casket with a group of uniformed service members as it was loaded onto the plane.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Donald Trump Jr. delivered the terrible news of the assassination to the president.
I think it was truly shocking to my father because I think he really was amazed at Charlie's talents, what he was able to accomplish, between 20 and 31, the time that I knew him, most people couldn't accomplish in multiple lifetimes.
Donald Trump Jr. on the Salem Radio Network Scott Jennings Show. Detained in an immigration raid in Georgia a week ago, 300 South Korean workers have now been sent home. That raid at a battery factory at Hyundai's sprawling auto plant west of Savannah. Trump administration asking an appeals court to remove Lisa Cook from the Fed's Board of Governors by Monday. That would be before the central bank's next vote on the interest rates. This is SRN News. A closer look at non-believers.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it focuses on the nuns, those who answer none when asked about their religious faith. It's the fastest-growing cohort in many nations, including the U.S., but the Pew survey finds that most nuns are not atheists. In this country, nearly half of the religiously unaffiliated do believe in God, as do majorities of that group in Latin America. Large percentages also believe in an afterlife. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri voters and the lawmakers they elect could be headed for a clash at the ballot box over the power to set public policy. Citizen activists have kicked off a petition drive for a proposed constitutional amendment would make it harder for state lawmakers to reverse or revise citizen-led initiatives approved by the voters. Many states' divisive social issues like abortion and transgenderism are dealt with via initiatives and referendums. This is SRN News. The FTC launching an inquiry into AI chatbots acting as companions and their impact on children.
The Federal Trade Commission has launched an inquiry into several social media and artificial intelligence companies about the potential harms to children and teenagers who use their AI chatbots as companions. It sent letters to Google parent Alphabet Incorporated, Facebook and Instagram parent Meta Platforms Incorporated, OpenAI and XAI. The FTC says it wants to understand what steps, if any, companies have taken to evaluate the safety of their chatbots when acting as companions and to limit the products used by and potential negative effects on children and teens. Keith Peters, Washington.
And on Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are down 95 points, NASDAQ futures 4 points higher. More details, SRNNews.com.